huge hole in your yard.
Oh, I really like that.
They're going to get the job done with precision and expertise. It's proprietary pipelining technology unique there to Cole Plumbing. They can really do it all. So I'm looking at coleplumbing.com. You can actually book an appointment online there in the top right corner. I'm looking at the hyperlink right now. Or you can always call them. I encourage you to save this number in your phone.
Definitely, dude.
279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
Well said. Second hour coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The investigation continuing after six people were killed at a small private Nashville Christian school on Monday after a shooter opened fire. The shooting took place over about 14 minutes. The shooter also killed police identifying that person as Audrey Hale, who was a former student, but it was unclear whether Hale had any current affiliation with the school or was related to anyone there at the time of the shooting. Israel's rival political factions agreed to begin negotiations after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu paused a controversial judicial overhaul plan that had triggered unprecedented street protesting and a spiraling domestic crisis. On Wall Street, stocks are lower now. The Dow is down 50 points and the NASDAQ off 89. This is SRN News.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to preserve our nation's history? Consider purchasing a Blueprints of Liberty brick. Each purchase helps to build Liberty Village, a unique destination that brings our founding history to life. This family-friendly location will provide an opportunity for youth and visitors to encounter our founding history like never before. Visit UnitedWePledge.org to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Central Alabama needs to dry out, but there's more rain in our forecast today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today and into the early part of the evening tonight before ending cooler today with a high around 71 and then cooler tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy early, sunshine later, high around 70. Thursday looks like a great day. Best day of the week, sunshine, comfortable, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Glenn Halbrooks. We now have more details from survey crews on three tornadoes that hit our area Sunday night and early Monday. First, an EF0 hit near the Prattville Country Club Sunday night with winds of 75 miles per hour, crossing Highway 82 before causing damage in a neighborhood. It was on the ground for about 3 minutes and had a path of about a mile. Then an EF1 tornado touched down near Kalijah at Lake Martin later that night, downing transmission lines and crossing the lake. It had winds of 110 and was on the ground 7 minutes and more than 7 miles. An EF2 tornado hit the extreme west Macon County area early Monday in Milstead, destroying a cotton gin, trees, and power poles. It had winds of 125 and was on the ground 25 minutes with a path of more than 15 miles. There were no injuries in any of these tornadoes. I'm Glenn Halbrooks. Watch your local news on WAKA Channel 8.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Let's go to Charles here. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Doing good, brother. How y'all doing today?
Hey, you didn't hear like a hair in a biscuit.
I hear you. Well, I just want to say, if we look at all, I got a couple points. Well, we know that, officially know now that the ATF and the FBI is Biden's KGB. I mean, just like they knew that DeSantis and MCG and all them were going to Samira, Georgia to talk. And then they decide to raid that gun store with 16 agents now. And then they tell state on when they're caught in public, they say that it was just a routine check that they're doing on the gun store. How that kind of tyranny is allowed and lawlessness, I'm kind of ashamed of our military because they took an oath to foreign or domestic to handle stuff like that, and the fact that that kind of stuff's allowed, I mean, it's just unreal. And then I saw where I don't know if y'all been talking about it, about the transgender mass shooter, and that's why I looked it up. You know, there's been like five shooters like that identified as transgender or were transgender or identified as non-binary. So when do you think we'll start talking about the genuineness of mental instability? Because, you know,
well said.
When
I saw all the details starting to come out yesterday and last night and this morning, it fits the profile, and I mean this in the most broad sense, that it's usually somebody who's despairing with the world, is nihilistic, is suicidal, and instead of taking themselves out, they take out that resentment and pain on the rest of the world. And by the private messages, it was very clear that it looked like this person was trying to do suicide by cop.
Right.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. I've had tons of gay friends. Some of my family is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I've had bunches of gay friends. But when gay people will tell you that somebody's got a mental disorder when they go to get their junk cut off, you best think about it a little bit. It just makes no sense. But see, I think it all boils down to them trying to invade the Second Amendment, honestly. But, they're always after the guns. That's Democrats run on that. But, it blows my mind how bad. And then my third point was, what about them dollars? About the U.S. dollar. What y'all think about that going down?
Not too happy about it, being I finally managed to get a couple of them.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, it ain't going to be worth nothing.
I know. I should leave it in the bank or go bury it in the backyard. At the end of the day, it don't look like I'm going to end up with it anyway.
Or don't save it. Just take out more debt. Debt will set you free.
No. That's the last thing people need to be doing right now, brother. No. Hey, and trust me, I'm telling you because I learned the hard way. So don't think I'm just,
I hear you.
Just talking hot air. But I'm telling you, man, I mean, Biden has genuinely run this country into the ground, man. I don't understand. And I mean, I'm sitting here worried about how I'm going to be able to get paid on jobs.
Yep.
Because, I mean, the dollar is, when other countries won't do business with us, I don't know if I should buy silver, gold. I don't know, man.
You need to buy a lot of lead.
Yeah. Oh, I already got that. You ain't got to worry about that. I got food and lead. I'll take care of y'all. Y'all just run over and see me. I'll help you out. But, I don't know. I seen a funny meme, Jerry. It said, I called my stockbroker this morning and asked him what I should get buy into, and he emailed me back and told me canned food and ammunition. But anyway, y'all boys take care, and I just now starting to listen today. It's been a busy morning, but
Thank you, Charles.
All right, brother. All right.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, men, they can help you. They're reinventing men's health care here in the River Region. Now, it could be that you have a low T.
Yep.
So what are the signs?
Well, let's see, Joey. A lot of times you're tired.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time.
Unexplainable.
It's one thing you only get 2 hours sleep and you're tired. That, but every day, even when you're supposedly sleeping well.
Especially middle of the day, you get that tiredness. Irritable. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Irritability is a big thing.
And never in the mood.
Right. Yeah. Always have excuses. Not in the mood.
Yeah, and like you still think your girlfriend or your wife is great looking, but you're just like, what's wrong with me? It could be low T.
You should
know your numbers, folks. And for $99 in about an hour there, you can know your numbers at Montgomery Men's Health. And if you do have low T, they have treatments there that can truly change your life. And it doesn't have to be just low testosterone.
No.
They can help you with prostate issues, other performance issues, maybe just a slow metabolism. They've got all these solutions there at Montgomery Men's Health. And after their treatments, most men experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, and you might even notice an increased sex drive.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that, Joey.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me.
Yeah, buddy.
So call up Montgomery Men's Health today at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views. That Joey and Eddie sent you their way. We'll be right back with some of these calls and more stories to get to here in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
During Prattville Carpet Spring Sale, you can get Mohawk waterproof hardwood flooring regularly priced at $11 per foot installed. Right now priced at $7 per foot installed. And get vinyl plank installed as low as $5 per foot while supplies last. Plus interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. For Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to News and Views, afternoon edition. Let's go to Biloxi Gambler. Hello, Biloxi Gambler. Biloxi Gambler.
Biloxi Gambler there. You mute yourself?
Bueller. Well, call back, Biloxi Gambler. Let's go to Miss Love. Hey, Miss Love.
Blessings to everybody.
Blessings to you, Miss Love.
Remember, Jesus loves us all. I want to remind you to make sure your listeners know about that event being held downtown at the library with Judge Harwood and some more people. They're inviting the community to come out if they had any problem whatsoever when they got ready to bail someone out with a bail bondsman, to tell your experience, to tell your testimony. I call it testimony, they call it experience. So they can try to see about correcting some of these things. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted you to make sure you remind them again today. I won't be there. I have found out Montgomery libraries are not a safe place for me, so I won't go.
Hmm.
Matter of fact, I've been sitting at the library just this month in an area all alone when an employee came over there and started using aerosol, and it hit me. And then another time when somebody came in there and they pepper sprayed me and another young lady. So, and then when my contest testimony wouldn't be allowed in the library, giving away money to people, God's money. So I'm not going back anymore. But please, people, go out. Let your voice be heard, because there will be some changes in the name of Jesus. And I thank y'all.
Thank you, Ms. Love. 272-9228. We got Biloxi Gambler back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, man, that was a short break. How short are you supposed to be?
I got to keep you on your toes,
people,
man.
People tell Joey that all the time.
You need more sponsors. Okay, yeah. That dude who was talking about the shootings with the transsexual and sexually confused and all that. And you can't say all of them are violent. I understand that, so I'm not saying all of them.
The vast majority of people are not violent like this, but it doesn't take many.
But everybody's, we can't be afraid of the truth. I mean, we have a pattern here, and it's not just in the United States. But he was a little short when he said five. Remember Aurora, Colorado? That was the same type deal. Orlando, Florida. Paris, France, and I don't know what happened.
No, the guy who shot Gabby Giffords.
Yep. Yeah, well, the gay bar in Vegas, not the dude that was the gun dealer.
Yeah, that one's still really weird.
Yeah, we don't know what happened there. Yeah. And then now we got Nashville. The Uvalde shooter, he was interested. He wanted to transition. He was bullied in school and all that and came back. Uvalde, Texas. And if you remember the D.C. and Virginia sniper, you know, the grown man and the child, where the child would climb back in the back of the trunk and just shoot.
And that story's got a Montgomery nexus, right? Yeah. It happened there on Zeller Road.
Zeller Road, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fingerprints were on a car. We almost got them in Montgomery and stopped it when they robbed the ABC store and killed that employee.
Yep, chased them through the ditch back there.
Yeah, so we need to look at, now they could say, well, the drugs that they're taking to either, you know, stop the hormones their body makes, or give them more hormones, you know, replacement hormones to the sex that they want to be. But we don't, this must be having some kind of an effect on these type of people.
Yeah, and you go all the way back to, like, the Columbine shooters, and it all goes, I think the problem at the end of the day is you get despairing, nihilistic people, and they take out their resentment and anger on the world. Some folks don't take it on the world. Some folks, you know, off themselves. Others sort of, just power through it or whatever. But there are too many instances of this.
They're talking about guns. If you stopped assault weapon sales today, it's not going to do anything. Guns last a very, very, very long time. I've got some very old guns. And, you know, they're still going to be out there. You're not going to stop it. They're just afraid because they want to be so politically correct. They're afraid of the elephant in the room.
Well, everybody's following the usual script after one of these things, where they come out and say, do something, you heartless bastards. Do something, Republicans. And the Republicans, and some of them go, okay, what do you want to do? And they said, let's ban all assault weapons. Would that have stopped the shooting? Well, we've seen that time and time again, that Clinton pushed gun control after the Oklahoma City bombing. It's like they'll just pick whatever violent inciting event and push the agenda, and it's just, I don't think it's a solution.
Nope, it's not. And I don't know, you know, you don't start out at the big club. So early in when I used to do that line of work, I would perform at gay clubs and strip bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
as a comedian, for folks who don't know you, as a comedian, right?
Right. Stand-up comic. And I'm a knowledgeist. But anyway, and I tell you what, you'll get your feelings hurt at the gay club, man, if your shoes don't match your belt. So, I mean, there's little extra, you know, eccentricities of certain groups of people now, and OCD and all that. There's a little tick, you know, one way or another on some little minor things. I work strip clubs. Now, these are facts. And like when I worked with the strip, and I mean high-end strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Strippers love, they got an affinity for Corvettes, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. They own them. And they have real estate licenses, Eddie. They do that gig on the side. But anyway, I can't say the word all. Nobody let me say the word all. But I can say all the strippers that I know, and every one of them was at least touched inappropriately as a young girl. Everyone.
There's a lot of examples of that. People essentially trying to control that traumatic experience by taking charge of it, so to speak.
And then daddy issues. No daddy.
And then there's some I've heard where it's like, I was, you know, slaving away for terrible wages, and then I realized I could make several grand in a week doing this. So.
Oh, they make more than that.
Yeah. Depends on where you're at, I suppose.
Gold and platinum, everybody tries to name it a different, you know, tries to outdo the other one, you know, gold, platinum, that kind of stuff. And they're all owned by a handful of people. But, yeah, they even get tired of counting the money when they pay you at the end of the week. Of course, as a comic back then, you had to do 12-hour shifts, you know, and you go up, you know, to try to keep getting somebody thrown out. You just go up there and kind of insult them and blah, 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 and make them behave, and then they bring the next girl out. But yeah, they wouldn't even... you know, like they only owed me, say, $7,200 or whatever, and they just give me two stacks. You know,
wow.
There's $10,000, and you go. And so that was it was a good gig, but it ruins you on stage for a real club because you got to be vulgar, profane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty tough, but I had a good time. I love, you know, because I was a kid. Anyway, all right. Well, that's my 3 cents.
Well, if you got more stories like this, we can create a segment, Sordid Tales of Stand-Up.
Oh,
if you
man.
Like.
I got stories for days. I got stories I hadn't even told you. I don't even have to repeat stories. But anyway, talk to you later, man.
Thank you, Blix the Gambler. 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Howdy.
How you doing?
I'd just like to make a few comments about this terrible shooting up in Nashville.
Okay.
Some people have got their stories wrong. This was not a guy transitioning as a girl. This was a girl that was transitioning as to a man.
Right.
Okay? People have got that story. When it first came out, it was wrong. And I noticed something, Joe, and if you notice it now, even in the written articles, no one is calling this woman a man.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the police aren't.
Yeah,
and
every story on the mainstream media thing is they're calling her. It's Audrey. They're calling her a she. Now wait a minute. That's not right. If she's trans man, we should be calling her a he. Is there? There's something going on here. You know what I'm saying? It's the left is so hypocritical. And when this thing came out that this was a trans person, boy, that just changed their whole narrative. They had to get in. They had to go somewhere else as far as on this shooting. And, of course, they all jumped on the guns and the thing. They're not even talking about the transition part.
Well, and I'm just at the...
I looked at one article, and all through the article, they gave her name one time. And they never said she or he in the whole article. It was shooter. Shooter. That was
right.
It. That was the only word they used to describe this person was shooter.
Right.
Now, why is that? Why are they doing that?
Because they're not pushing. There's some folks who believe that stuff because they want to be compassionate or whatever and fine. But most of the folks pushing this stuff, it's a political ideology. And they don't want their ideology stained by... another terrible, tortured soul who did something ungodly, to put it mildly. And that's where I'm at these days, especially when you see these extreme situations. There are a lot of tortured, unfortunate souls out there, and I don't think politics is going to solve the problem. I think most ideology ain't going to solve the problem.
No, this young lady is mentally ill. Her parents should be held some responsibility. She is an adult, but they should. There need to be some answers here. And why this person was allowed to even purchase guns? But you know, she went. She was a student at that school. I imagine she might have been bullied, or she didn't like their Christian attitude. So you know, let's attack the Christians for their. And that's basically that was what, another reason I believe was the fact that she went to that school and they didn't go along with her lifestyle, and she was getting revenge. But it's just it was just so weird to me that nobody's calling her a he, because that's what she's transitioned to as a man. But if this had been the other way around and it was some other incident, boy, the left would be jumping all over you for not using the correct pronouns.
Right.
I mean, it's just it's terrible. This person is mentally ill, and those killings that y'all brought up, those other ones, every one of those people were mentally ill. No normal person kills kids like that. They're mentally ill, and that's where this country needs to go. They need to get these people that are mentally ill. They need to get them help. It's not the guns. They don't need to be getting guns.
Well, and you know, Jim, the older I get, too, it's one thing to say mentally ill, that it's a pathology of some sort, trauma they're dealing with, whatever it is. There's something that is just downright demonic. Like, to go and kill and destroy the lives of some of the most innocent among us is, I mean, if that's not satanic, I don't know what is.
They're probably demon-possessed. I mean, you know, if you want to go that route, I mean, you know, there's something terrible wrong there.
Yeah, the devil can show up in the mirror when you least expect it.
Yeah, but good old, you know, old Brandon, he comes on TV, no words of anything to the, you know, about the situation, the hurt, and everything, jumps right on, ban assault weapon. I mean, that guy, he doesn't have a clue.
Well, I agree. I appreciate the call, Jim. I got to run.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too, Jim.
She was wearing green earlier today. Costume change?
She probably spilled something on herself.
That's fine.
Probably had some lunch.
Of course, we're talking about my TV crush.
Mm-hmm.
Those who know. I'm not even going to name her. She's looking great today. 272-9228.
Glad to see that restraining order's working. Glad to see that restraining order's working.
Why do you keep making crap up?
Well, you're not mentioning her name, so there must be a legal reason behind it.
It's called being a gentleman.
Oh,
something you wouldn't know about.
Apparently not.
This is part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. Isn't Ashley fantastic?
Absolutely fantastic, Joey.
And especially fantastic because of, well, how they can help you take back your yard or protect your home. Did you know that homeowners insurance doesn't cover termite damage?
I do not, Joey.
Ooh, so this is the deal, folks. Especially with all this rain we've been having, the termites will be upon you. But you can get Pest Pro Services to come out early and essentially lay a trap for the termites. That way, when they start to hit your property before they ever start to touch your home, you'll know. And Pest Pro Services can come out and take care of them. Of course, if you do find a huge problem that they have gotten into your home, Pest Pro can also handle that. And they can take back your yard from those mosquitoes. That is going to get worse and worse. Don't wait. If you want to enjoy your backyard, enjoy maybe sitting on the front porch swing, then you need to get that yard treated for mosquitoes. Pest Pro Services can help you. So you can always call them at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and the team that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. More News and Views after this break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now, short segment here. Get back on schedule. But I just want to say good news. You remember how the Mexican military and a bunch of other contractors took over a Vulcan facility there in Mexico?
Yep.
Well, apparently, Mexico's military and police have vacated the port there.
Interesting.
So, last week, Vulcan CEO J. Thomas Hill claimed that a number of heavily armed Mexican military police and state officials, accompanied by personnel of a Mexico-based building materials company, CEMEX, informed Vulcan staff that they had an order to bring a CEMEX ship to port and to unload content. Or, excuse me, unload cement. That was the contents of what they're unloading.
So they say. So how do we know?
Well, apparently, there was a massive, like, you see everybody in the delegation for Alabama working together, from Terry Sewell to Katie Brett to Tommy Tuberville and Jerry Carl.
They should be. Alabama business.
I'm looking at a photo here. There's Terry, Katie, Tommy, Dale Strong in the background. Who's that? Gary Palmer, maybe Jerry Carl. Mm-hmm. Everybody there meeting.
Who's on the other side of the table?
The ambassador from Mexico to the United States. So they were giving them a pretty stern talking to. Yesterday, Coach Tuberville announced that most of the Alabama congressional delegation met with these Mexican officials at the Mexican embassy in Washington, D.C. According to Tuberville, officials assured the delegation that the Mexican military had left the Vulcan port facility and law enforcement was no longer present at the facility.
So he said, we unloaded our ship, we used all your stuff, appreciate the 2 weeks of free everything we had down there. We probably broke a few things, but you can have it back now.
Now, Senator Katie Britt was pleased with the withdrawal, but she went on to issue a sweeping condemnation of Mexico. Quote, I am happy to hear that Mexican government forces have now heeded our request to withdraw from Vulcan's port facility following a nearly two-week unlawful takeover. Senator Britt goes on. There was never a legitimate reason for Mexican military and law enforcement personnel to forcibly occupy this Alabama company's private property. I personally reiterated my objections to this unacceptable behavior to Ambassador Moctezuma.
Montezuma?
It's not Montezuma. It's M-O-C.
Moctezuma.
Moctezuma?
You just watched the Indiana Jones thing. You didn't know this?
Mm-mm.
Maca?
But she asked the ambassador to convey to President Lopez Obrador, AMLO, actually, that aggression towards American interests will not be tolerated. And then you got Lindsey Graham. I'm not even Alabamian, but let's go to war. I'll smack those neck. I'm going to be stronger than James K. Polk. Yeah, okay there, all Lindsey. Right, appreciate it, Lindsey. And then in other news, just a little palate cleanser here. Mm-hmm. You ever gone prospecting?
Oh, yeah.
Got the gold pan out and started sifting through things or got that gold metal detector out?
No, we did the whole gold pan thing. The whole family did.
Well, an amateur prospector in Australia, in Victoria, Australia, mm-hmm. has struck gold using a pretty simple, like, bargain...
Gold pan?
No, a metal detector.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He didn't want to be named, but he had a budget metal detector when he discovered a 4.6 kilogram rock in Victoria's Golden Triangle. Curious as to whether the rock was worth anything, he took it to Lucky Strike Gold in Geelong. No, that's the name of a town. For evaluation. You know how much this rock was?
How much?
It's worth about 240 grand.
Whoa!
Well, that's a nice return on that budget metal detector.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
And you know, in his mind, he's thinking, I know this can't really be. You know, the whole time he's going, I gotta know, but it's probably not.
Yeah, the prospecting equipment retailer and expert Darren Camp soon discovered the rock contained a staggering 2.6 kilograms of gold. He pulled this rock out of his backpack, and as he dropped it in my hand, he said, do you think there's $10,000 worth in it? As soon as it hit my hand, I said, try $100,000. Wow. Yeah, there it is. Dude, holy crap. What a find.
It looks so fake. I mean, again, if I found it, I'd be literally waiting for somebody to set me up, come out of the woods laughing at me like you're on camera. Because it's a huge chunk of gold.
Talk about, like, just getting lucky.
Yeah.
Like, finding a nest egg or buy a budget metal detector. Get on it, folks.
Wow.
That's
well, you know,
incredible.
We have that diamond mine, public diamond mine in Arkansas, and people find diamonds, huge diamonds over on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy story. One of those guys I used to work with out at the Hyundai, we had a couple days off, just literally a couple days, and we had been talking about that. Well, he drove all the way over there in his Saturn, filled up the trunk with dirt, and drove back. How you doing, Charles?
Oh, his name's Charles? Yeah. I was going to say Bubba.
No, he's a Charles. Great guy, goodness. Too. Great guy.
No, I wonder if, say, you and I went and started, you know, trying to prospect for gold.
Yeah.
Say we came up with a big old nugget. And we went to Josh there at Dillon Rings.
Ooh.
We're like, Josh, look at this thing. We want friendship bracelets built out of it. Right. That or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
I think Josh could pull it off. I'm looking at some of the custom jewelry pieces he has here, and they're truly remarkable, folks. In fact, Sky Mosley has his old wedding band. He got diamonds put on it, Josh.
Beautiful.
Actually put that together for him years ago, and they've been in business, I think, since the early 90s there.
And that's talent. I mean, just anything to be able to take a raw material or somebody's idea, and like you showed how he can draw it out,
mm-hmm.
and then you can see the final product. That's amazing.
And we got to go by the shop there soon so we can see it all happen with our own eyes.
That's exciting.
And, of course, even if you're not looking for custom work, again, Josh Ryder at Dillon Rings is where all the other jewelers go mm-hmm. for repairs and custom work. But they have a lot of great items, jewelry items, in stock. Just go to DillonRings.com and you can see that and just shop from home. But I really do think it's better to go there in person at 119 Brown Springs Road.
Ooh,
custom cufflinks.
Ooh, that's Joey.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Men's ring. What do you think of a man who wears a ring? I think it's kind of cool.
Nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, he's married and him and his wife, that's agreed upon what they do.
Well, no, it's not, even if it's not a wedding ring. Like, it'd be cool to get something custom.
Pinky ring.
Yeah, a
honestly,
pinky ring?
I really would. I used to mock that as when I was younger, but as I've gotten older, that and a really nice watch really does play. It really does play.
So check out Dillon Rings today again, 119 Brown Springs Road, or you can always call them at 215-3669. That's 215-3669, or go to DillonRings.com. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie there at Dillon Rings that Joey and Eddie sent you.
Pinky ring? I got a Green Lantern ring from Vegas.
You did?
Susanna bought it for me.
So you really do like these things. I got to get...
I just thought about that.
I haven't given you a gift in a while.
Don't give me the Green Lantern ring.
No, I'll get you something else. I got you, big boy. More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I see that spring a-coming is rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with the rising prices, it seems like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye grocery store.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Central Alabama needs to dry out, but there's more rain in our forecast today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today and into the early part of the evening tonight before ending. Cooler today with a high around 71, and then cooler tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy early, sunshine later, high around 70. Thursday looks like a great day. Best day of the week, sunshine, comfortable, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. The News and Views Afternoon Edition. I'm your host, Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the studio, and I just saw Fox News up there talking about how China is really making a play for Africa.
Yeah.
Giving out all sorts of loans. But here's the deal. The Biden administration knows this is happening, so they sent Kamala Harris.
Oh, there you go.
And let's listen to what Kamala Harris had to say in Ghana. He said.
But going forward, let's recognize that there are a number of things on the issue of the economy as a whole that we must do, putting aside the pandemic and the war in Ukraine, even before the two became an issue for our nations. And a lot of that work is the work that I'm here to do on the continent, which is to look at how we can, as nations who are friends, who work together, who operate on the basis of shared principles.
Man, she's really good at saying a lot and saying nothing at the same time.
I don't never understand a word she says, man.
A lot of that work is the work that I am here to do. All right.
Is she going to pick something up and do something?
Yeah, the Biden administration's on top of it, just like the border. Hey, Brian, how are you? Shut up, Sean Hannity. Not you, Brian. Sorry.
How hard is it to follow stupidity up? But okay. We don't own no land in Mexico. The Mexican country owns their land, and you can't own a piece of property unless you're a Mexican citizen.
I wish we had that right here.
So our corporations or our politicians, they can give up on that idea of it's theirs. No, once you put it there, it's theirs, not ours. I mean, if you own a beach house in Mexico, you sign a lease. It's basically kind of like Alabama Power, but you have no rights at the lake. So our representatives need to get in their mind, we don't own Mexican land. The Mexican government and the Mexican citizen own that land. And they need to be a little bit smarter.
Well, I'd imagine the Vulcan, when they built this port, made some deal with the Mexican government where they get guarantees, and they created this big hoopla because I guess the Mexican government was going back on those guarantees.
Well, I mean, I can sell you the Brooklyn River or the bridge or whatever. Okay. But no, we have no rights to what we put there. That's whatever capital investments we throw into a country like Mexico is in essence theirs. It's not ours.
Yeah, they could bring it back home.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. All right, later.
Appreciate it, Brian. 272-9228. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Joe. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Back on your issue of Mexico and guns. I'm not sure the Mexican government is in charge in Mexico.
That's a good point.
Did you see the individuals in the street when the shooting of the couple from South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
That's the cartel.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't the government. And so what they're saying, that they're getting most of their weaponry from Texas and Arizona, buying it legally here in the U.S., and then transporting across the border. And the police are outgunned in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the cartels are in charge. So this all took place, I say, since 2004, with the assault weapon ban that was lifted. But you know, people concerned about fentanyl, drug cartels, and immigration. But in the middle of this is the discussion of a gun. Who's actually in charge? You saw what happened, I think, outside of El Paso today with that fire. I mean, where are the Mexican officials? It basically seemed to be stateless, really.
The cartels have the best of both worlds. You still have the formal Mexican government, right. But they're, either cowed into submission or bought and paid for.
You take my gold or you take my lead.
I was watching an interview with some guy. He actually went to federal prison for a while for, you know, doing pot deals for the cartels out in California. Mm-hmm. And he was saying it's spread throughout the country. Like, people have asked, what happened to, like, the black gangs that ran L.A.? Or ran different parts of the country. What happened to, you know, the old traditional mafia and these sorts of things? It's like the cartels killed them.
Yeah.
And it's been going on since, you're right, I think about 2004.
Yeah.
Now, Joey, you know, I'm you know, it wouldn't hurt me if we had the ban of assault weapons, but I think it's unreasonable. It's too many in circulation. Mm-hmm. I think I only react in the some of the, what we did after the Oklahoma City bombing is to secure soft targets. That includes schools, public events, churches, shopping. That's just the era we're living in. And I hear the call about mental illness. You know, we've always had mental illness in our society. What's the, what has changed is the rapid fire weaponry. Mental illness is never going to go away. So that's how do we adjust? How do we protect ourselves from people loaded down with despair, have issues, grievance, or whatever they perceive, except to harden our targets and turn schools and shopping and churches into really prisons, really jail, to keep those types of people out?
Well, I think an investment in top-notch private security, especially on places that have been targeted a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine they didn't at that school in Nashville? They didn't have a guard with a gun. Right. She just walked right up with the and shot the windows out. Mm-hmm. But therefore, no windows, no glass door. That's a no-no.
Well, and I would say that places like, say, a movie theater. If the movie theater says no firearms allowed. I think that's fair. It's their property, but you better have top-notch security measures if you're going
to protect
do that.
You. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And that's what and we're going to spend a lot of money to harden these targets, and that's what the American public is going to have to make a decision on. It's too late. There are 20 million AR-15s out there, and people can build their own to get this thing under control. It has to be attacked in a different manner.
But agreed.
Thank you. I just wanted to point that out to you, and maybe y'all can get some discussion on the cartels and guns and drugs and immigration. Maybe that would hit with your conservative audience. Be blessed.
Thank you, Joe. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, well, Kim Williams and her team can help you, especially if you're a first-time home buyer.
Oh, yeah.
It might be, you know, the market's weird right now, but it could be the right time for you.
Yep.
Like, you're working with some folks right now,
I'm working with folks right now. In fact, it's ironic. 5 minutes ago, I got a text from Madeline that, hey, your new client just contacted us. I cannot wait to start working with her. And these are first-time home buyers. I love Madeline. She's been helping me out on some personal issues, too. You know, when I call Kim, I got questions. I can call Kim. Honestly, this is crazy. I call her 11 o'clock at night. She'll answer the phone. What do you need, Bader? I'll ask my question. Literally within a minute or two, I got all the information I need, and I'm back on the phone. These people are just simply amazing to me. They're definitely, for my business and what I do, they're great, but also the fact that I can turn them on to other people.
Right.
They maybe refinancing.
So you feel confident and comfortable saying, go work with Kim and Matt.
I do.
And, right. And it's not going to hurt your reputation. Nope. You know that people are going to take care.
People call me back and thank me.
Right.
Thank me. And that's a great feeling, man.
And, of course, they can help you with a great refinance deal, too, especially if you're, you know, loaded up with credit card debt. A lot better to pay, say, 7, 8, even 10% on a mortgage, depending on your credit, than 24% on a credit card that you're not paying off at all. They can help you with those sorts of things at Alabama Home Mortgage. And as you just heard Eddie say, he's in the business. These folks are second
to none. Great people, man.
And they've earned that reputation. They constantly prove how good they are. So call up Kim and Madeline there at Alabama Home Mortgage today. 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More after the break.
home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at CAFCO's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prizes and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Don't miss our wreath class Saturday, April 1st at 1 with Tina from out in the country. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. CAFCO's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Second hour, almost in the can. How we doing, Eddie?
Wonderful.
You seem busy.
A little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But in a good way?
It's a good thing, yeah.
Or are you just sitting over there texting with Eric?
No, I'm encouraging a caller. Right now I'm encouraging
a caller. Oh, a brand new caller?
Yeah.
Yeah, call on in. 272-9228. Coming up, you want to do a little like Mystery Science Theater? Apparently, Donald John Trump gave his first Fox News interview in 6 months with my adopted godfather. I don't know why I adopted him, Sean Hannity.
Ain't they like best buds?
For now.
Yeah, that's a Trump thing. You're only a temporary best friend in Trump's world.
All right, Piers Morgan. I watched the full thing of Piers Morgan sitting down with DeSantis last night.
Yeah.
And Piers Morgan said, yeah, you made one fatal flaw in your relationship with Donald Trump. And Santa's like, okay, you got too popular, man. Like, yeah, if you challenge Trump, he'll... It's like Ted Cruz. It's like, I think his dad helped kill JFK. Like, it's just absurdities. And we'll see. It's all a political tactic. And
well, I think that's something Mike Pence has learned, and now other people are going to learn too. If you want to be Donald Trump's vice president, that's all you're ever going to be. It's not going to lead to president.
Though I do love how Washington and politicians, especially those who've been kind of in the biz for several cycles, several decades even,
yeah,
say Donald Trump's lying about people and twisting their words and calling them names. Like, and okay, y'all have never done that.
Just not that in the last 5 minutes.
Twisted my words. Said a bunch of lawyers who make a living off torturing the kings.
Right.
Oh, is this who you were? Yeah. Gina. Hello, Gina.
Hey, how are you then?
Doing wonderful.
Great. How are you?
Good.
You had some thoughts on the school there?
School shooting? I did. Please. So the last guy that spoke, so, no security at this school. And I do believe it was a Christian school. And a lot of times Christian organizations don't think they need to have security. Well, I would say think again, because it's not the world we used to live in. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
I know a lot of churches have started doing that, where they have a security plan.
They do. I went to a church down in Texas, and a lady picked me up to take me to church, and she said, we have to sit on the back row if you don't mind. I said, okay, why? She said, I'm packing. I said, what, you packing what? This is naive, right? She was like, I'm packing a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she said, everybody on the back row, Carrie.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay.
That's where the cool kids sit.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's the world that we live in now.
It is. Now, Gina, knowing that while you were in the church, and knowing that you had armed guards sitting around it, did it make you feel more comfortable, or did it just, the whole experience and all, just, you just kind of forgot about it?
It made me feel comfortable that somebody's going to be at that back door to take care of whatever comes in.
Good deal.
It did make me feel comfortable. But I'm just like, I don't think we need these guns, these